has proved himself pretty resourceful. Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. With a piece of cardboard and some broken bits of mirror, it looks like he's going to turn the tables on the dreaded bandit leader, the Dragon Lady. We'll find out more about things in today's transcribed adventure in just a moment. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. Boys and girls, when you take a glass of delicious Libby's Tomato Juice, I wonder if you realize all the work and care that went into bringing you such a swell-tasting drink. Suppose you yourself were to make your own tomato juice. I mean tomato juice that's as good as Libby's, if that's possible. Well, first you'd have to get a garden with just the right kind of soil that would help grow prize tomatoes. Why, gosh, just developing prize tomatoes might take years and years. But say you did it. Then you'd press those tomatoes. And if you were extra careful, you'd have a swell-tasting juice. But you'd have to drink it right away, or can it quick as a wink, so that none of the freshness and flavor escaped. Anyway, it would be some job. And luckily, Libby has done it for us. Add to that famous flavor the fact that Libby's tomato juice supplies important vitamins A, B1, C, and G. Well, it's just too good to miss. And why miss it? Just tell Mother you want Libby's tomato juice. Libby's. L-I-B-B-Y-S. And now, Harry and the Pirates. Harry, Pat Ryan, April Kane, Burma, Jude Hennick, and Connie have been locked in upstairs rooms of an old brick building in U Tong, hideout of the Dragon Lady. They came to this mountain spot to recover a radio invention which this bandit leader, the most powerful in China, stole from them in Singapore. But the Dragon Lady is clever, and they were trapped. Then at night, during a storm, Big Stoop, the Chinese servant, broke in and released Terry and Pat. This looked like the big chance, not only to escape, but to recover the radio device. They dashed to the floor below, but the radio transmitter was not in its hiding place. Then Pat went on a tour of investigation, and as Big Stoop and Terry stood in the darkness of a first-floor room, they suddenly heard...
Hey! Hey! Big Stoop! Come here, hurry up!
Pat, he's in trouble or something. Come on, Stoop, let's get going. This way. He's down on this floor. Where are you, Pat? Which way? We're coming. It's gotten dark down here. It's dark everywhere. Pat!
I'm here, Terry. Don't wait, hurry now.
What happened? Well, can't we have some light? We'll break our necks.
Yeah, some light. Let's lower that shade and look around. I'll wait right here.
You're not hurt, are you, Pat? I heard a shot.
No, I'm as good as new. Hurry now, lower that shade.
Yeah.
Where's Big Stoop?
He's in the doorway. Why, you wanting for something?
I don't know.
Well, what happened, Pat? Wait, I'll try and find the light. Ought to be something in here. Yeah, here it is. Here's a few lighters. Wait.
That's better.
Now, who did the shooting and look... Who's that on the floor? And who's that?
Hold the light closer to the two bodies, Terry. They ought to be recognized.
Why, this one's Lawyer Spur. And this is Mr. Keel. Well, what happened? I mean, how did you...
Oh, very simple. Remember when we saw somebody trying to get in by that window in the other room a few minutes ago?
Yeah.
Well, that was our good friend Lawyer Spur. He couldn't force that window, so he went around to this one and got in. Well, I was here waiting for him. I nailed him right in the button. He's out like a light.
You mean you hit him in the dark without giving him a chance?
Now, look, Terry, me lad. Things happened much too fast for me. I couldn't send an engraved invitation.
But it's...
Listen to this. Lawyer Spur climbed through that window. And about 10 feet or so behind him, out there in the drizzle, was another fella. He was coming in, too. Well, I had to act quick, so I sent Mr. Spur to Dreamland and then tackled Mr. Keel.
Well, are they all right?
Still alive? I'm afraid they are. This is a crazy business, Terry. Crazy.
I'll say it is, but how do you mean it's crazy?
I mean that Lawyer Spur was coming here, breaking into this place to try and get back that radio device.
Yeah, but the invention isn't in that cabinet. We looked there.
But Spur didn't know that. He figured it was in this building.
You sure he wasn't coming over here to pull some trick on us? He knew that you and I were locked in one room, April and Berm in another, and Dude and Connie are in another.
Yeah, he might have wasted some time on us, but I'll bet a half old Spur wants that radio transmitter most of all.
That is most correct.
Well, well, another count he heard from. Still alive, I see, Mr. Keel?
I would be more alive if somebody would remove their foot from my neck.
Well, I haven't got my foot on your... Stoop! What's the idea? Take your boot off the gentleman's neck.
Yeah, Stoop, just relax. Just stand around. If either one of these men try to leave the room, then slap him down. Now, Mr. Keel, you were saying...
Mr. Spur came here to find the portable radio transmitter, to steal it.
But the dragon lady stole it from Mr. Spur. Who stole it from...
I am not interested in that discussion. Mr. Spur came here tonight to steal the invention. I followed him. I have not trusted him. Will you know the rest?
Yeah. Well, sorry I had to make that flying tackle and throw you for a 5-yard loss behind the table, but it had to be done.
And now what do you hope to accomplish, or haven't you thought of that?
Well, we're free, and I always think better when I got lots of room to move around in.
This building is guarded. You'll not go very far.
It's not guarded very well. If Big Stoop could get in here, then you must have a lot of mighty sleepy guards around.
Never mind that. We'll find out about that later.
You have no weapons, Mr. Ryan.
I got this gun of yours. Went off when you hit the floor.
Well, that is all you have. It's very cold in these mountains. You have two women to look after. Walking is dangerous.
Well, anything would be better than going to work in a mine. You haven't forgotten that, have you?
Yeah. Your dragon lady promised all of us a steady job down in a mine somewhere in these mountains. We were going to disappear.
I do not like the plans. I have not in control here.
Yeah, but you get awful nasty at times. I still think I'd like to put your nose on top of your head.
Never mind, Pat. Now, don't hear...
don't worry. I never pick on a man when he's down. But if I ever get on my feet, and you're on your feet, too, so you can speak for yourself, you and I are going to tangle.
That will be a pleasure. I will not deny myself.
Well, what are we going to do now?
So, I understand you carried Lawyer Spur before. Well, pick him up. We'll bring these two gents up and lock them in a room. Come on, Keel. You can travel under your own power. Upstairs we go. Hold it a minute. We can't put these lads in the cell we were in, Terry. The lock is broken. The Big Stoop busted in.
Yeah, that's so. Well, let's put Keel and Spur in the room where Dude and Connie are. Hold everything a second. I almost forgot.
What?
Big Stoop handed me a paper message when I was waiting for you downstairs. So dark, I didn't have a chance to read it, and then you yelled, and we've been busy with Mr. Keel and Mr. Spur ever since, so...
Let me take the lantern. Keep a tight grip on those men, Stoop. No, let them get away. Now, what's all this paper business? What is it? That's Chinese. You can't read Chinese, Terry.
No, it isn't Chinese. It's a special Chinese code I worked out for Big Stoop and Connie and myself.
Yeah? Well, you'll have to prove it before I'll be...
Well, look, those square marks and the dots all spell letters, and when you put them together, they spell a word.
Well, what's the message?
Well, the first word is come. The next word is inside. The next word is please.
Come inside, please.
Yeah, and the rest of the sentence is before dawn hour. Yeah, this is from Connie.
Too polite to come from duty.
Yeah, they want us, or rather Big Stoop, to release him. Hold the lantern over here by the door.
You may release the men in this room and the two women in the other room, but where will you go? Where will you hide?
Well, we'll rub vanishing cream on ourselves, Mr. Keel.
You will do well to save your laughter until another day.
This is easy to open from the outside, Pat.
Good, let's do it, but fast.
So you plan to lock me and Mr. Spur in this room, is that it?
Oh, it's a swell idea, but I got a better one. We're going to throw Brother Spur in this cell. We're going to keep you with us.
I do not understand such foolishness.
You will.
Hey, it's about time you got us out of here.
Hi in there, Dude. Connie, come on out.
Hey, you got Connie's message after all, huh?
Yeah, we got it, and I just now decoded it. But we were going to let you out of here anyway. You all right, Connie?
Let's ask a lot of questions some other time, Terry. Hiya, Duty.
Hiya, Pat.
We got things to do, but first, Stoop. Yeah, that fella under your arm. The one who's still sleepy by. Put fella in room. Savvy? Yeah, he understood.
Take your big hands off. Let me go.
Let him alone, Stoop. We take you this fella with us. Catch him collar, hold tight. Sorry, Keel, but Stoop always does things in a big way.
What are we going to do with Mr. Keel?
Shut and bolt that door, and I'll tell you.
Yeah, I hope you spared Mr. Keel from me, Pat. I have a nice bone to pick with him.
It's a fight, and the line forms at the right. I saw him first. Now, look. Keel knows where that radio device is hidden. He knows who has it.
And supposing I do, what good will that do you?
You're going to get it. Show us where it is. I'd hate to see anything happen to Big Stoop's temper, you know. And the quickest way to get him mad is for me to say you are a good friend of the Dragon Lady.
That's right. Stoop sees red when he hears her name.
Yes, you're very amusing people, but I do not respond to all this.
No? Well, let's try something else, then. Stoop, looky. You lift fella. Shaky like this. Quick him. Yes? Now.
Now, let me go! Put me down!
It's lucky for him. He has no false teeth. They'd be shaken up by this time.
That'll do, Stoop. Hold up, hold up. Stop and shake, fella. Now, Mr. Keel, did you find that very amusing? Come on. We release the ladies. Then we'll go down to the floor below, and you'll tell us where to get that radio transmitter.
I'll see if I can unlock that door.
You know, we'd better hurry. Look down the corridor. It's almost daylight.
Well, Keel, do we make a deal?
I'm sorry. I cannot help you.
Yeah? Well, I think you'll be a big help whether you want to be or not. Oh, Terry.
Hmm?
Have you got that Terry scope with you?
Sure. Right here. Connie just gave it to me.
Well, hang on to it. You know, I have a hunch it's going to help us locate that radio invention. And a few other things.
Well, that telescope has done wonders so far. Yes, and I'm mighty curious to know more about that strange Chinese code Connie and Terry and Big Stoop can read and write. Aren't you? Now, in just a moment, I have some more news about this adventure. Boys and girls, I want you to know a friend that you're bound to like. This friend will never let you down when you're thirsty and hankering for something super special. Yes, it's Libby's tomato juice. Here's why everybody goes for Libby's. First, only prized tomatoes are used. Their rich juice is pressed, then canned immediately to bring you that double delicious drink you'll shout about. Ask Mother to get Libby's, L-I-B-B-Y-S. Libby's tomato juice now. You'll like Libby's pineapple juice, too. You know, Terry and Pat are smart to keep Mr. Keel with them. But wait till you see the daring plan Pat Ryan has in mind. If it works, he may get the little radio device from the Dragon Lady. But if he fails, well, let's not hope for that. So grab a seat by your radio and, oh yes, wouldn't it be wonderful if you could see around corners, see what's going to happen before it did happen? Well, there's transcribed adventure ready for you tomorrow at this same time and a super extra special feature. Terry has something he wants to say direct to you. And so we're fixing things up to tune him in. You won't want to miss that. So be sure to listen in.